I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Scientists often study disease by examining thin sections of biological tissue under a microscope, a bit like watching a film in 2D. That's fine for some, but an organ like the brain is really complex, with neurons crisscrossing left, right, and center. Cutting it into thin sections to study diseases like dementia means that you lose all that complexity. In an ideal world, then, scientists would be able to don 3D glasses and see the intact brain. Fortunately, Ali Artuk and his team at LMU Munich's Brain Injury Research Group have found how to make a whole rat see through and image its brain. I caught up with Ali to find out how it works.
So this technique works on two major steps. First is dehydration. So we remove the water from biological tissue using alcohol gradients, because when there is alcohol in an environment, it will suck the water into it. So this is why when we are drunk, typically we get dehydrated. So this is the first step. Second, we also do lipid removal. So we do that using so-called organic solvents. They work like a little bit like detergent, how we wash our dishes.
And lipids are sort of fatty molecules like oils and waxes.
Exactly. So why we don't like water and lipids in the tissue for this purpose is that because they scatter the light. To be able to see what is in the tissue, we have to use some lasers. These lasers, they work like normal light. They come to tissue, then they scatter. That means they change their direction, they lose the power. So we had to remove the water and lipids to be able to open the way to the imaging light.
You and your team have successfully made a whole rat transparent. Now, rats are quite large. That's a world first, isn't it, to have done that?
Exactly. This is the first time that has been achieved, making the whole rat transparent. I think this just shows that the technique is really potent. So therefore, I believe that we will be easily also making the whole human brain transparent for mapping.
See-through brains sounds impressive. In his latest work, Ali has also found a way to make the method compatible with an often used technique called fluorescence microscopy, where certain cells are labelled with glowing proteins so that they can be spotted more easily under the microscope. But
of course, the issue there will be how we are going to label the structures. And we don't have the solution yet to label the human brain. But we can make it transparent. I believe that should not be a problem.
So you can't use this technique on living animals, but you're hopeful that this could actually reduce the number of animals that need to be used in research. Why would that be?
This is because, you know, researchers are interested in one disease in one organ. In each these different labs, animals are sacrificed to study only the organ of their interest. So the rest of the animal actually is not used. What we can do is we can make this whole mouse transparent and then scan it, and now the information will be available in every organ, in the brain, in the pancreas, in the gut, wherever you want. And this will be available online to the researchers.
Excellent. So tell us what's next for your team. What will you be studying with this new technique?
So we are interested in studying neurodegeneration. Now it's more and more clear that the brain injury, traumatic brain injury, would not affect only the lesion side, but the rest of the brain. For instance, if you know, we know from boxers or American football players, they are having problems later on in their life. They get early onset of dementia, they get neuropsychiatric problems like addiction or depression. The major reason is that actually the brain structure in total changing. And for me, this is in a way expected because neuronal networks like cables, they are all connected to each other. So we are interested in really seeing the big picture, how this network changes and then how we can then convert it back to its healthy case.
That was Ali Artuk, and the work was published in Nature Methods.